Hello, everybody out there in farm country. It'll be the Senate Ag Committee's turn next to try to put together a farm bill and then pass it through the full Senate. The House bill and Senate bills must then be reconciled into one bill acceptable to both houses. And then the question is, will President Bush sign it? It's a long, tough road. Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, plans to begin work on the Senate bill in September. I was at a recent luncheon where he spoke. He gave us some indication where his priorities lie. He will definitely put more emphasis on conservation, asking for $6 billion of new money. I have no idea where he'll get that new money. Chairman Peterson added $4 billion for nutrition to the House bill by increasing taxes on select foreign corporations, creating a firestorm of Republican accusations that he was poisoning the well. Senator Harkin also wants $4 billion more for an energy section in his bill. He stressed that we must look to the future, not the past. We are on the threshold of a golden age in agriculture. I like that. The process of passing a farm bill is fascinating. To get the votes for the House bill, the Democrat leadership had to get support from nutritionist community, and that's where 65% of the money goes. And they did, food stamps and school lunch. They got more money. They got $4 billion of new money. Country of origin labeling is mandated. The Congressional Black Caucus got $100 million of new money. You see, those votes are not free. They had to be bought and paid for. And then, to get the money, they taxed some foreign corporations, and Republicans objected about the tax. Democrats said they were just closing a loophole. Now step back and look at where we are today. It is very important to note that the ag interests are solid behind Chairman Peterson's bill. Even Farm Bureau and the Farmers Union have joined hands in support. I don't ever remember that kind of alliance. Congressman Kind offered a major program reform amendment, and it was dealt a stunning defeat. It is clear there is not a lot of appetite for big change. Stay tuned. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.